A conservative senator from a divided state tries his hand at being the hardcore conservative in a divided GOP. Rick Santorum's turn. Mitt Romney's new also-ran heads for New Hampshire on this Thursday, January 5th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
So who is Rick Santorum?
We will be in New Hampshire. We'll leave tomorrow. We'll spend our time there. And with your help and God's grace, we'll have another fun night a week from now. God bless you.
We're going to begin this hour looking at Rick Santorum's political skills, weaknesses, strengths, and controversial positions likely to be reexamined now that he is roaring out of Iowa and campaigning hard in New Hampshire. A defense contractor sees the writing on the wall and ends an era of aviation in Wichita, Kansas, and a 2012 hard decision year for the Middle East. Many of you are still talking about those Iowa caucuses on Monday night. Andrew from Massachusetts wrote us this. Enough of the Iowa caucuses and the Democrats and Republicans. The two-party system is broken. When are we going to hear some coverage of alternatives like the Green Party, the Justice Party, and the Americans Elect? Tell us what you think by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, let's check the morning's top headlines.
This morning, the president will unveil his plan to cut thousands of troops as part of a big defense review. President Obama will lay out those details with Defense Secretary Leon Panetta at the Pentagon. The new strategy will likely end a policy of maintaining the strength to fight two wars at once. The Pentagon faces more than $450 billion in cuts over the next 10 years. And New Hampshire is the battleground for top GOP presidential hopefuls today. As you heard, Rick Santorum planning a full day of campaigning in that state.
Overseas, several explosions struck Shiite neighborhoods in Baghdad today. 27 people killed. Some Baghdad residents say they worry violence is increasing now that U.S. troops are gone. Syrian state television says authorities have released another group of prisoners. The prisoners were involved in the nine-month uprising against President Bashar Assad. The latest release of 552 people is part of an Arab League plan to stop the government's crackdown on dissent. Last week, Syria released 755 political prisoners. European Union officials are trying to come up with a plan to cut funding for Iran's nuclear program. They're meeting in Brussels today to work out an agreement to ban the purchase of Iranian oil. Back in the U.S., the FDA plans to restrict some antibiotics used to prevent disease in livestock. The antibiotics can still be administered to treat infections that have already broken out. Scientists say overuse of antibiotics can lead to bacterial resistance to the drugs. The ban will go into effect in April.
And more parents are seeing double these days. This is a story you know about, John. The number of twin births in the U.S. has increased 76% since 1980.
They're actually on the decrease in our family, fortunately.
One would hope. The CDC report suggests that fertility treatments and older mothers are the reason behind the increase in twins.
Let's take a look at the markets. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down, though. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 12,418. The S&P opens at 1,277. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,641. Although yesterday ended positively on Wall Street, even though futures were down all morning. So we'll see what happens. It looks like a sort of a split decision this morning. Oil trading above $102 a barrel related to all of the sort of turmoil in the Gulf and the issue of Iran and its nuclear program and sanctions that are being discussed in Brussels. One Republican candidate that seemingly cannot be underestimated is Rick Santorum. That's where we're going to begin this hour. We're going to take a look at the man who's hardly a political newbie to the people of Pennsylvania, where he was a senator. But people of New Hampshire, some of them anyway, are going to be meeting him for the first time during the campaign between now and Tuesday. A lot of you have opinions on the Christian conservative that is surging in all the polls, and Rick Santorum describes himself that way. I'm a Romney supporter, says Charles, but I have to say how happy I am that Rick Santorum came within a few votes of victory. I'd just like to know how many more good primary showings for Santorum it will take to make liberals' heads explode, because I would make a donation to see that happen. Is that Charles or is that Ann Coulter? Republican Lynn in Phoenix has a different perspective. She wrote this on Facebook. If Rick Santorum, Ron Paul, or Rick Perry gets the Republican nomination, I'm pulling out right now, not voting for any of those idiots. Oh, come on. Come on. It's a two Democrat-dominated listener base here.
No, 877-8 my take.
Well, but she...
She doesn't mention Mitt Romney.
She's a Romney voter. Okay. All right. So there you go. Any Republicans, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org. In a few minutes, Rick Santorum.
Hey, At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.